We will start our lesson today in the second chapter of the late, great Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. In that chapter, Lee's narrator, a small-town tomboy named Scout, says this, "Until I feared I would lose it, I never loved to read. One does not love breathing." Scout is telling us that reading is to our minds, hearts, and souls what oxygen is to our bodies. It's not just critical, it's essential. So maybe the greatest thing people can do to feed the minds, hearts, and souls of those we love is to give them a book. So today, that's what I'm going to do for all y'all. I want you to read a book called Lark Ascending. It's by a Kentucky writer named Silas House. Silas has been publishing novels for 2 decades now, but Lark, the book he released in 2022, was, in my view, the greatest Southern novel of the year. In these times, we all live with fear. Our politics have become so divisive, and we worry about whether our nation will hold together in the future. The changing climate threatens the homes and livelihoods of many Americans. And in Lark Ascending, Silas House writes directly into that fear. And somehow he pulls off a huge magical trick. Although he sets the book in a dystopian future in which wildfires have destroyed most of America's land and evil forces rule the country, courageous resistors, people whose hearts overflow with love and hope, propel the story. A young man named Lark and his family hear of a sanctuary in rural Ireland and board a ship headed there. But by the time they reach Ireland, only the young man remains alive, and the rest of the book follows his search for sanctuary. Along the way, Lark meets a dog, a stray beagle, who accompanies him on his journey. And as they travel, we feel Lark's emotions burning inside him, his anger at what's happened to the world, his desire to find a new home, and he never gives up the hope that he can. Now, I will not tell you whether Lark and his beagle, Seamus, find their desired sanctuary. No spoilers from me. We all have struggles like Lark as we try to find our places on this earth. We all journey through years and thousands of miles trying to find the places that we call home. And what Lark Ascending tells us, ultimately, is that the journey and the people we travel with actually matter more. "I've burned, and that's what I wish for all of you," young Lark says in the book, "to burn with anger, desire, joy, sorrow, all of it." And I hope you enjoy this book, and I hope you burn in all the very best ways. Come read more about Silas House at SalvationSouth.com.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.